Friday morning to you. It's 8:10 in the morning here on Palmetto Mornings, 58 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We are your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. You're listening to us on the app, online, and on the radio.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us. That's on CN2 or on social media.
We have in the studio the director of Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism. His name is Mark Sexton. And Mark, you are here to kind of update us about a park that is being added to the portfolio for Rock Hill PRT. And this is a huge park. This is going to be, what, your largest park?
It will be. Once we get it finished, really, we're going, because it's so big, eventually when we lay it all out over the years, it'll be 140 plus acres, unlike anything we have in Rock Hill. But it's going to have to be done in phases. But even the first phase will be 88 acres. So if you put that in comparison of a Cherry Park or a Manchester, those are 60 and 68 acres a piece. Cherry Park, 68 acres. Manchester, 60. Yeah. So just phase one. So you basically are taking more than two of those, putting them together when the thing's eventually finished. And the beauty about it is going to go, it's in the south side, but it'll go all the way from Heckle Boulevard into downtown Rock Hill.
Is there enough green space to house a park like this, or will this be some green space, some urban space? Because I'm trying to visually see the area you're talking about.
Yeah, if you could give us some landmarks maybe of...
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question, because I think, so if you look from Heckle Boulevard, where American Legion is, and mm-hmm. Sunset okay. Park School, mm-hmm. so Freedom Road right there mm-hmm. in the old Freedom Road landfill, it will go all the way from there. Mm-hmm. It'll, phase one will start there at Heckle Boulevard in a partnership with the American Legion. We're going to... share some land there to build them a baseball stadium and us that we can use. They don't really have a place to call home, and they've been great to work with. And then it'll go all, phase one will eventually end at the existing Arcade A&B. So that is a park that currently exists. It's existed for years. We just haven't really done a whole lot with it because we knew this was coming. So it's going to give us a unique opportunity to really upfit that existing park and improve it and make some good quality, high-level football fields where that Arcade A&B exists now. But eventually, but that's phase one. That it's going to end right there. Phase two, and that's going to be more active recreation. That's where the tourism components are
like
going to come into
it.
Yeah, baseball fields, walking trails, shelters, a nice stadium field that, like I said, the American Legion will use for all their home games, all their practices. And I'm talking high-level stadium field. This will be much like, it's kind of mirroring what we did at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center, where you have your basketball, volleyball courts, but then you know, everybody's hoping to lead in and play in that championship game in that arena. Same concept here with baseball. You're going to have your baseball fields all high level, but you're going to have eventually leading into a play in a nice stadium field. And then that's going to bleed over into Arcade A&B, where that'll be high level football fields, press boxes, walking trails, shelters. There's going to be, you know, we have it totally redefined exactly all the minor details that are going to go into it. Probably have some tennis courts there, tennis courts for tennis and pickleball, some outdoor pickleball, basketball courts will be in there. And then that's where phase one will end. But eventually, then you move into probably more of the passive recreation areas. And if you're not familiar with, there's currently another park in phase two, Arcade Victoria, which has a ball field there, has a shelter, has a playground, has some basketball courts. And we need to do some work in that area. So phase two, we don't have a timeline yet for that. But with phase two will be more of the passive area, more trails. But eventually, you'll be able to go all the way from Heckle Boulevard, Freedom Road, American Legion, and walk on a trail and get into downtown Rock Hill.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's the timeline for phase one?
Phase one, we are working on right now. So if you didn't know, we've had this really started late at right after COVID, 21, probably 2020, 2021. We started with three public input sessions dating back to 2022. In that, we really had a blank sheet of paper. And we wanted to hear from the public. We had some ideas of what we needed. Again, we had to have some tourism components into this because of the way it's funded. But in those three public input sessions, we had the community telling us what they wanted to see. So we've moved from that, and now we had a conceptual design that was done in general, concept, not really knowing what's the geotechnical work, not really knowing what the lay of the land is, but we had this layout of what the concept from the community. Well, now we've transitioned from that, and we now are getting into the actual design of the park, which you may have seen. And so that's where we are now. Timeline on that is we're going through that process right now. It just went to the Planning Commission. We are working with the planning department right now to start figuring that out. But hopefully, very ambitious, that you could potentially start seeing dirt turn later this fall. And then hopefully starting construction in 26 with a completion date of late 27 or sometime in 28.
For phase one. You mentioned the planning commission. You heard input from the community and from everyone else. What did you hear, and what do you do with that information now?
Well, and thank you for that. We've heard a lot. I mean, anytime, you know, when the community hears that you're building a park, you can imagine everybody has their unique interest of what they think should be in there. And that's good. That, you know, our community's passionate about recreation, and that's the bread and butter of what we do. I think if you look at our structure of how we operate, our community drives what we do in Rock Hill, and I think that's what makes us successful. But in the public input session, we've heard a lot of different things. You know, tennis advocates are wanting tennis, basketball wants basketball, volleyball wants volleyball. You're trying to see what kind of bubbles up to the top. And baseball and football are primary uses. People want walking trails. They want active green space. They want places the kids can get out and play in a safe environment. So security is one of the concerns, and that's a reasonable concern. This will be a regional park. Our terminology is this is a regional park, just like Cherry and Manchester. So we have park monitors, no police, but we have park monitors that are constantly in the park monitoring the trails, making sure they're visible and seen. So if somebody has a concern, they can report that. Traffic, you know, is always a concern. You start talking about bringing a park and maybe bringing visitors in. So we're doing a traffic impact analysis. In fact, there was a meeting yesterday to start looking at all that. That's a concern, you know, light pollution. Mm-hmm. You know, they see a park, you know, this does butt up to residential neighborhoods. We take great pride in to make sure we're a good neighbor. We have some experience that y'all know the history with Cherry Park. And I think now looking back, people now have come back to us and they want an entrance off of Cherry Park onto Eden Terrace, where back then they didn't even want to park then. But they saw the value and the benefit from it. So we're going to work with that community. We've in those public input sessions, we heard that feedback. We've talked to HOA about that. We've met with them. In fact, a couple of the community members I've actually put in my vehicle and kind of rode them around just to try to listen to their concerns. But the beauty about our system is we just formed our 17th advisory committee, and that group is basically going to be focusing on this regional park. Their first meeting is this coming Monday. I think that's the 10th. Mm-hmm. They'll take their first blush at it, and their goal is to start listening to the community again, give them another voice, if you will, and then probably in the month of April and May, our Public Parks and Recreation Commission, chaired by Bev Carroll, Vice Chair Tori Ray, we met Wednesday of this week to start identifying a month that maybe we can just have another public input session that our community can come to them, express what they want to see or express any concerns they may have, and let us take that information as we start moving into some construction. The good news about this, I think all the concerns that we've heard are we have viable fixes to them. You know, light pollution is a viable concern because the park will stay open till 11. We'll listen to them just like, you know, we have a BMX World Championships at Riverwalk, and it sits in right beside residential neighborhoods. But we've tried to work with their HOA, try to communicate well in advance of what's coming on. But light pollution is really not a concern much anymore when you call ball field lights. Just the technology has gone so far, if you just need to get it on that ball field, there's zero light pollution beyond that from a technology. Sound, I think we can do that, mitigate some of that through barriers, through trees, through shrubbery and stuff. So we're just working through all that, trying to hear the concerns of the community, trying to work through our advisory committee and our parks commission to listen to that concern, and then working with our planning department and the team that we've contracted out, GMC, Trip Barino, who's local, that we're working with daily. We probably talk daily to share all this feedback and figure out what's the best method to move forward.
What about a parking concern? Like, how many parking spaces is it going to have? What does the parking look like?
Well, parking's a great example. That's something, all that is mandated as they go through the planning commission, because that's driven by the size, it's driven by acres, it's driven by how many bathrooms you have. And I could talk the whole session just about restrooms, because one of the things we pride ourselves are restrooms. Moms make the decision on where they go. And if we don't have a lot of bathrooms and they're not clean, they're not coming back. So we want to make sure that's happening. But we have to have ample space for everybody to park. We don't want anybody parking on streets. We don't want anybody parking in somebody's driveway. And that's always at the forefront of our discussions. So we have to have that ample parking spot, and we need to have overflow. In fact, we were talking about yesterday, will there be buses coming into this park? And the answer to that is yes. So we have to be planning for that and figure out when those buses come, where do they drop off? Because this is football. Mm-hmm. And then where do we tell those buses to go park? Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there will be ample space. All that is driven by the number of seats. This minor league stadium, again, we're working through details, but it could have anywhere from 600 to 700 permanent seats, mm-hmm. which that's going to dictate how many bathrooms we have, which dictates how many parking spots we have. You know, sometimes in our history, like when I mentioned the BMX Worlds, when we have events like that, I'm not saying we'll have those type world events at this park, but we will have to develop a plan mm-hmm. to park people off site and shuttle them in. There will be absolutely no parking on streets or parking in driveways.
Speaking with Mark Sexton, the director of Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism, we're pushing up against a break here, Mark, but this is going to be a huge development for the south side of Rock Hill. It doesn't have a name yet. The park does not have a name yet. You're still workshopping that. You know, they're just trying to find that spark to spark growth there in the south side. Do you hope that this is going to possibly be that spark to attract other businesses and homes and neighborhoods and anything else to this area?
I think it will, Lucas. And you're right. And right now we're calling it the Southside Regional Park, but we will eventually have a name that will get approved by our council and management team. We got our creative staff already thinking about that, and we will be making some recommendations. Y'all have some, share them with them. We'd love to hear them. But yeah, I think it will. Now, I'm certainly biased. I work in the recreation field, but I think the beauty about any community, and I think Rock Hill is an exception to any community because I think we do this better than anybody, but when you look at a quality recreation community and a department and have a quality of life for its citizens, and then you focus out on a quality educational component, that's going to breed the business component and the economic development because people want to live in those communities. So, yes, I think if you look at our past, look at Cherry Park, I think helped drive the economy around that. And people want to be close to parks. They want to be close to a clean park. So I think this can be Southside's had a lot of improvements. McGirt just opened up. We got our celebration on the 19th of this month. But I think those parks, those type of recreational amenities can truly help drive the economic developments to go along with this. So I think that can be and will be the catalyst to help create that change.
It'll be exciting to have a front row seat as this new regional park for Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism, as this park kind of comes together. Mark Sexton, we certainly appreciate the update, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.